Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. Today is Veterans Day, a special day for those who have served this great country. And I personally want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day. As we honor our veterans and their families, we thought it'd be great to highlight one of the nation's largest and most influential nonprofits serving the veteran community, DAV, Disabled American Veterans. Our guest today takes us on a tour of DAV and how it's changing the lives of our military veterans each and every day. You don't want to miss this one, so please stay with us.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision and USAA. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and they listen to the show. I always say this, we love them too. On Veterans Day, we're going to talk about DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and how this great organization is making a major impact to our veteran community. And I'm happy to welcome Dan Clare, Disabled American Veteran, Chief Communications and Outreach Officer and spokesperson for DAV, and a veteran himself. Dan, happy Veterans Day and welcome to the show.
It's a great honor to be here. Who better to spend this day with than the Sergeant Major of the Army? Thank you, sir. Thanks for what you do. Thank you for your service and for what the program does for all your audience members.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. We got a lot to talk about, but before we do that, Dan, would you give the audience just a little bit of your background, a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I was one of those folks who joined the military at a pretty young age. I was 17. Turned 18 in boot camp in the United States Marine Corps, served in the Persian Gulf era, 94-98, got out, was doing okay in advertising, but I was getting to that time where I was nearing the end of my inactive service, so I joined the Guard right before 9/11, and then that ended up being, you know, something that changed my life quite a lot. So I deployed to Balad from there, and I've been at DAV now for 20 years this month.
Yeah. How long did you stay in the Marine Corps? How long did you stay in the Marine Corps? How many years?
Yeah, I did 4 years in the Marine Corps. I was a public affairs combat correspondent type person. So I was doing your base newspapers and early websites and stuff like that.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for your service. I appreciate it. Hey, before we jump into our discussion, would you tell the audience just, you know, what Veterans Day means to you?
Yeah, you know, we actually worked on a project. You know, you have Memorial Day, of course, where we honor those who fell, deployed folks who fell. But this is a day where, you know, we can really celebrate veterans and what they did. DAV just put something together because today, yesterday, and today, we marked the kickoff of 20 years since the Second Battle of Fallujah. So we have some stuff coming out today that people can check out at FallujahStories.org to learn more about that. But we just wrapped up our DAV 5K on Saturday. That was fantastic. This evening, we're going to have our chapter members at Golden Corral Restaurants. They do a great giveaway meal. They've been doing that since 9/11. And then we have a lot of schools and folks who are helping us out with Field of Flags campaigns, which kind of raise awareness for the sacrifices of veterans and our family members.
Yeah. Wow, you're doing a lot of stuff for our veteran community, so I appreciate you doing that. I wish I lived closer to you. Maybe I'd go hang out with you a little bit. Hey, Dan, DAV has been in existence, I guess, for about 100 years. Would you take us through that history, just a little bit of the history of DAV?
Sure. I mean, we were one of those groups founded coming right out of World War I. We had a bunch of people coming home that were changed dramatically, the first mechanized war. They'd been changed. They came home to a country that wasn't prepared to help them out. There were no government programs in place. There was kind of a patchwork of things that they went through. So a judge, Robert Marks, who actually right before Veterans Day in 1919 or 1918, I believe, 1918 it would have been, he was injured severely in Europe. And he came home and he said that we need to find and establish an organization of us, by us, and for us. For the folks changed in service, that's where DAV was born, and we've been at that now for over 100 years.
Yeah. How many people do you have working in DAV, just curiosity for myself here?
I mean, it just depends kind of on how you break things down. We have 264 national service officers. Those are our top level benefits advocates. Yeah. But we have thousands of members who volunteer in different ways throughout the country. It's a large organization, almost 1 million members. We represent over 1 million people with their powers of attorney. So we got a lot of folks involved in the mission.
Yeah. You know, Dan, DAV has certainly a huge scope, from assisting the, you know, VA benefits and claims to, you know, the legislative process and family issues, your new caregiver program. I heard about that not too long ago too. DAV just covers a lot of areas. Would you talk about some of those areas that you guys are covering?
Sure. You mentioned policy. That's a great example where DAV is a leader. We are the congressionally chartered voice for disabled veterans and their families. So that's something we take very seriously. Claims representation is our biggest service, and it's probably the most valuable service to many of the folks listening right now. That base level, keeping the promise to veterans. It's making sure that they get the benefits, making sure that they know they're not alone in that process. We have a transportation network that provides about 250,000 rides a year to and from VA medical appointments by volunteers. We do a lot on volunteerism. We're in VA hospitals. We're doing stuff in our communities. We even have scholarships for young people. Of course, caregivers is a new initiative for us. That's an area where we're growing. But we're just marking 10 years since we started an employment program. 3 years now for an entrepreneurship program to help veterans, and women veterans have been a huge focus for us since they face some serious disparities in how they're treated in the veterans community.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I know you guys are staying busy every day, and you're making a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people. I certainly appreciate that. How do you get involved with families? How do you get families involved with all the stuff that you're doing?
You know, historically, DAV, I mean, we have an auxiliary. So we have a group of an entire membership of folks who didn't necessarily serve in the military, but have family members who did. They're very involved in DAV. They're very involved in us in helping DAV on the policy level, making sure that caregivers' benefits are available, things like that. We have adaptive sports programs, too, that we do with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And there we really single out the folks who are caregivers especially and try and provide them with some resources and help, because we know that's a really tough job. So families are intertwined in just about everything that we do, even on the benefits process, where we represent surviving spouses, and we often rely on spouses for a little help with extra information when we're talking to veterans who might not be as forthcoming with some of the issues they're facing as their spouses.
Well, you know, I've been married a long time, and I know who's in charge of my house. So it's certainly not me, that's for sure. I was going to ask you a question here. So you do the sports all over the country. I mean, I don't know how many, because I know I live down in the Tampa area. We do sports down there with disabled veterans. Is there a lot of locations? I mean, you don't just do them in one spot. You do them everywhere, don't you?
Well, what I'm talking about, I mean, DAV, our Charitable Service Trust, provides grants that help a lot of programs that do different services in communities. But these are two national level programs. The National Disabled Veterans Golf Clinic is held in Iowa, usually in September every year. And that's a huge event. That's 250 veterans, blind folks in many cases, a lot of blind veterans. Golfing, climbing rock walls, learning about other adaptive sports that they can participate in. The other one is the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic, which is a huge conduit to Paralympics for a lot of veteran athletes. A very serious event that's held early April, end of March every year. It's in Snowmass, Colorado, and that's a world-class, almost 400 veterans participating, huge adaptive sporting events. So we're really proud to partner with the VA on those.
Yeah. Dan, I know you had a lot to do with bringing attention to the hazardous burn pit exposure that led to the PACT Act, and thank you for doing that. When we come back from break, I'd like to get into that, so don't go anywhere. I know you're not going to go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about changing the lives of our disabled veterans. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. And Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan Clare, Chief Communications and Outreach Officer and spokesperson for DAV. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a new way to support and the work that we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at Your Next Mission. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on the vehicle car donation button or the home donation button to support our work. Every penny from this donation goes to support our veteran community. Please know we sincerely appreciate your support. Dan, how did you become involved with the health hazard around the burn pit exposure that eventually led to the PACT Act, which changed a lot of lives of veterans?
Well, you know, I was a guard guy for I was serving in the Air National Guard while I was serving for DAV as my civilian job. So I had flown on 9/11 with FEMA teams to New York. I wanted to be a part of the war. I wanted to support what we were doing in Iraq. And I finally got to deploy in 2007 to Balad Air Base, Iraq, Anaconda to a lot of you Army guys out there. And it was the first thing, you know, you notice coming off of an aircraft in Iraq was the wonderful smell of burn pits. But I'm doing public affairs work there, kind of a liaison for DAV at the hospital, the Air Force Theater Hospital, the biggest hospital in the theater. And we get this memo and I'm on a crisis communications team and they say, basically this Lieutenant Colonel had said, this is a terrible disaster for the health of the people who are deployed here, for the health of even people off base. And so here I am, someone who works for DAV. I'm holding on to this memo that you know, I'm really not supposed to necessarily disclose. It put me in kind of a weird situation, but yeah. I got that home. We got the information out to the media, and that sort of started the ball rolling for the PACT Act.
Yeah, I imagine you had a big team of people that sort of work with you right at DAV to sort of get through that process.
Absolutely, yeah. We have great folks in Washington, D.C. John Stewart got a lot of credit for the burn pit stuff, and he provided a ton of momentum. But there were tons of people behind the scenes. And I'd even single out an entire group and say Vietnam veterans who had endured Agent Orange, who'd seen what Agent Orange had done. It takes 34 years to get a presumptive condition for typically. And we were able to do that a lot faster with burn pits because we had so much momentum and so much energy from one group of veterans who wasn't gonna let the same thing that happened to them happen to us.
Yeah, I had a good friend that was a Sergeant Major with me down at the fact it was at Fort Knox. We played golf all the time and all that stuff. And he always talked to me about it. And he was around a lot of burn pits in Iraq. And he had a rash. He could never get rid of this rash. And unfortunately, one day he collapsed in his yard. But he never did get rid of the rash. And he went to a ton of different doctors. And I'm sure that was associated with those burn pits. That's for sure. Well, again, thanks a lot for what you guys are doing. That's changing a lot of lives and helping a lot of our veteran community with a lot of things they certainly need. So keep up the good work. I know that you are. Yeah, what do you feel is the biggest challenges affecting our veteran community? Is there number one challenge, or is the PACT Act, is that something? I don't know if there's, is there any more challenges out there, or something they need help with, I guess?
Well, I mean, I think presumptives are an issue that we need to work on. We just had some great movement on K2 exposures, mm-hmm. that Karshi Kaninabad exposures, which is great. But we got to get those presumptives issued faster so that veterans can get justice, sometimes before they die, you know. But I think overall, every individual veteran has a different, you know, kind of a different challenge, a different concern. But overall, I think we as a community need to be, we need to be united. We need to be a group of people who fight for ourselves. We've seen the VA budget expand dramatically, you know, since 9/11. Our country's doing more than it ever has to care for veterans, but we represent a smaller percentage of the population than we have in the past. So we have to get together, we have to be united, and we have to stick up and fight for one another, and make sure that we have a VA that's responsive to us, and that the community and services are there in place so that veterans can transition back.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling them that most people either get wounded or lose their lives in wars 18 to 24. And I think about that when you talk about disabled veterans in the community, that they may get hurt at 19 or 20 or 21 and then live the rest of their life with some type of disability. But it never ceases to amaze me of how motivated a lot of the disabled veterans are, you know, just because they lost a limb or a leg, or I mean, they're so pumped up about making a difference in the lives of everybody around them. So again, I'm gonna probably say this every couple of minutes during the show, keep up the good work, and because you're changing just so many people and you're helping so many people out. So I certainly appreciate that. When you first spoke, you talked about your work in disaster relief and the homelessness. Would you tell the audience a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, when there's a natural disaster, DAV deploys. We send folks, we have service offices throughout the country, and we send our benefits advocates out there to check on veterans. There's grants, there's an immediate assistance grant kind of to help the veteran get a hotel room, to help mm-hmm. them get clothes back on their backs, get some food while other resources fall into place for them. And we're also helping them with their benefits and making them aware of other services that are available to them to make sure they keep getting their health care, that they're getting the care and services they've earned. When it comes to homeless veterans, really all of our services in one way or another can address some of the issues that we see with homelessness. I'd even say that for mental health care. They address some of those underlying issues that people face, but we do homeless stand down here at DAV National Headquarters, and our chapters and departments are also involved in those types of interactions where we bring the whole community together to address a problem. Even one disabled veteran on the streets is too many, as far as we're concerned.
Well, you know, we got a number here a while back. It was like, I think it was like 86,000, but you know, 46,000 lived in some type of home, and that were homeless, that lived in some kind of facility, and 40,000 they thought was living on the streets. Is that a number that you guys have? Do you have a number of homeless veterans? Do you have any idea how many is out there?
Well, it's a moving target, and it's gone down a lot. The VA's had a lot of good efforts to address that. I know that was a goal going back many secretaries, is we don't want any veterans on the streets. And there's a lot of resources available to them. I'm not sure about that specific number. I know that it's a moving target, and it's going down, and it should keep going down as we take better care of those folks. Yeah.
One last thing before we take a quick break is when I came out of, this was years ago, I came out of Vietnam, and I really, quite frankly, lived with anger issues probably 3 to 5 years. And I think all veterans probably go through something differently, like you talked about a minute ago. But I I really didn't know who to reach out to, and I struggled a lot to find a, you know, the right source. And what's turned out being really my wife and my immediate family, you know, people that sort of coached me a little bit and talked me probably off a ledge, I don't know. But I imagine there's a lot of people out there in the same situation. They just don't know who to go to and don't know who to talk to. So again, it sounds like you guys are helping all those people, are trying to help just as many as you can. Later in the show, I'm going to ask you for some number and a website and all that stuff, because I think there's a lot of people ought to just reach out to you and talk to you and see what you have available that will assist them to make their let them have a better life, certainly. Dan, this has been a great discussion. We need to take one. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. We need to take another quick break. So please, like I said before, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from two more of the organizations that make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken, whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Dan Clear, Chief Communications Outreach Officer and spokesperson for DAV. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Dad, DAV is a membership organization. I know we talked about it just a few minutes ago. How many members, you said a minute ago, how many members in DAV? And you said it was a million. I guess the other question I asked, and probably a question got down there a little bit farther, how many chapters do you have?
We're at about 1,200 chapters nationwide. So those are the folks in cities throughout the country. They're structured in a way where they're elected from, you know, from the local community. And those are the folks who really decide what DAV's stance is on an issue. Legislatively, our members look at the issues that they're facing and up-channel their concerns, and they become national resolutions for DAV. And that steers the whole boat in terms of how we advocate for women veterans, how we advocate for everyone we serve.
Well, you know, years ago, when I was in the Army, I used to put all the senior NCOs in one spot, and I'd break it down in small groups, and I'd ask them to tell me the one, two, or three issues that we had, you know, within the Army, and we'd work on it. We'd stay focused on those three issues. Of course, we had probably 150 issues behind that, but we'd stay focused on those three issues. I would imagine you guys do the same thing. You find out what's the top three or four issues for our veterans community and families, and you focus on those three or four issues.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how we were able to get the PACT Act through. That's how we were able to, I mean, every legislative success that we've had has come from that. And it affects other business lines too. I mean, adding a caregiver support program was just based on what we were hearing from veterans and veterans' families and our involvement in policy to make sure that we expanded caregivers' benefits to pre-9/11 veterans' families as well. So we try to be as responsive as possible to our members and listen to them, because they know what's going on in their communities far, far better than we would.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dan, we talked a couple of times, you've mentioned, like you said, a million people, a million members, but how are you able to leverage that membership to help our veteran community? That's a lot of people. It's hard to get. I know I've did a lot of different things in my life, pulling people in, getting them to do things, but how do you leverage all those people? That's a lot of people. I'm sure you get a lot of them all working for you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we accept that, you know, of the nearly 1 million members of DAV, not everyone's going to be super involved or super active as members, but we want them, we want people to join DAV because we need their, we need those numbers when we go before Congress. Yeah. And one of the things we do, we have davcan.org, that's the Commanders Action Network, DAVCAN. And that's a great resource because it makes it super easy for someone. It's a, we're a nonpartisan organization, of course, but it makes it super easy to send a message to your elected representative to say, hey, I think that caregivers need this, or hey, I think that disabled veterans of a certain era need this benefit, or I'm afraid about this proposal that's coming out that's going to hurt veterans. So, I mean, keeping that community engaged through our social networks, through everything we do is super important. Like I said, we're a shrinking percentage of the population. We're seeing fewer veterans in Congress. So we need to, and that's changed a little bit. We saw an increase here not too long ago, but we need to, you know, we need to stay on the pulse and stay vigilant to protect our benefits because it costs a lot more money after 20 years at war to take care of veterans.
Yeah, I used to tell people when there's no war, we don't have any money for our veterans. But during wartime, there's all the money in the world to get the job done and all the stuff. Sometimes we, you know, we're out in front, people want to help us, and then when a war stops, we sort of get pushed behind in some cases. This may be a crazy question, but do you have any idea how many disabled veterans are, you know, that are out there that, you know, I mean, I don't know if the VA keeps any stats like that, or I don't know if you guys do either.
Yeah, I think we're somewhere around 4 million. What is
4
it?
4 million disabled veterans?
4 million disabled veterans. And that number is probably low because I think that reflects the folks who are receiving benefits or have signed up to receive benefits. So you're going to, I mean, it's probably a little low. Some people, you know, they get out of the service and they just want to be left alone. They don't want to hear from the Army. They don't want to hear from the Marine Corps. Again, they did their time and that's fine. But for the folks who are changed in service, we want to make sure that they realize and they're getting their benefits as well because they earned them.
Wow, that's a huge number. If somebody wants to get in touch to you or wants to contact you, is there a phone number or a website they can reach out to you for?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always go to dav.org. Our website, we try and make it as efficient as possible to get to the resources you need. But one of the things that you can refer people to is benefitsquestions.org. So if you have questions about your benefits, if you want to reach out to a local veterans advocate who can help you through the claims process, all the services we offer are free. So we want you to reach out that way. You can also call us at 877-I-AM-A-VET. That's 877-426-2838.
Yeah, you hit on a key word just a minute ago. Free. Free is always for me. Now, I like that stuff. Hey, this is
yeah, we struggle with that with the transportation network because you know, I want to say no cost rides instead of free rides because those veterans paid dearly.
I agree. Well, I tell people all the time, you know, when I went in the military, that I raised my hand, said, and you did too, I'll protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And what that means is I'm willing to take a life and I'm willing to give up my life into freedoms for our country. So that's, I joke about that, but I know exactly these men and women have did so much for our country and continue to do a lot for our country, just like yourself. So I appreciate that. Hey, great discussion. Unfortunately, like anything else, I'm getting a hook now or something, but hey, any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience?
No, happy Veterans Day. Thank you to everyone who served. Thank you for the family members who shared in those sacrifices that folks have made. Thank you, Sergeant Major, and your whole team for doing a great job and helping us get the word out about DAV. I hope we can come back.
Well, I hope you can. I hope you come back. Jeez, you got an open invitation. Just reach out to us. We'd love to have you back on the show. And again, thank you so much for what you do and your entire team does for that 4 million. Probably not 4 million is probably not associated with it, but for all the people that you assist each and every day and the family members. God bless you for what you're doing and keep up the good work and happy Veterans Day. Hooah!
Same to you, sir.
All right, thank you. Thanks again to Dan Clare for being with us. I'm Jack Dilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission Video Podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say, I hope it's a good one. If it's a bad one, I can take that too. But remember, we're all part of a family. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and online, where you can create your own personal profile that will match your job just right for you, real time. You can also follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about all of our upcoming video podcasts. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Dan for joining us today. You know, when I think of DAV, I just think of the number they just give it, 4 million. When you think about 4 million veterans, and this is Veterans Day, you think about 4 million veterans that were willing to die for our freedoms, that were willing to die for us, for you and for me. This is an important day. It's an important day about thanking them for what they've done and what they continue to do. You know, a minute ago, Dan gave you a website and a phone number. If you need help, reach out to him. Go to the website or go to the phone number. But the other thing that's important is a donation to help them out. You know, there's so many veterans out there that struggle. And we need to make sure that we take care of them. Because remember, they're taking care of you. Thanks for watching. Thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.